beginning actually occurred kind of, you know, I think was a transition from sort of being gainfully employed to moving to a new place and then starting the course of study. Things sort of started to get, you know, I kind of noticed, you know, my anxiety levels were raised and things like that. Part of my, you know, what I was doing was working part-time to supplement my studies. And obviously that was impacting on my capacity to do the job that I was required to do at the time. That meant that I had to take about 2 months off of work, which obviously had some ramifications which needed to be addressed. And, you know, the difficulty was, you know, during that period of time was A, finding the help, getting the help that you needed in place kind of thing. And it was, you know, the process is very long-winded. So, you know, the things are there. However, you know, you'd be like 3 months down the line, you're still waiting for kind of confirmation of the funding from a particular agency to sort of help you buy, in which, and by which time, you know, your anxiety levels are increasing. And, you know, you worry about, you know, what's going to happen with your rent and things like that.
And you mentioned waiting for that financial help and support. What about psychological help and support, or just general sort of counselling support services? Was there anything available, and did you seek it out, or did you kind of shy away from that?
Well, given that I was working in a health-related course, I kind of knew my way around what sort of things are available. So during that time, you know, it was important. I went to my GP as my first port of call to explain my circumstances, and that's when I got my diagnosis of, you know, moderate to severe depression. You know, and that was a good service to do because obviously I was put onto antidepressants in that, you know, as part of, you know, trying to get me well.
And having been through something like this, I mean, how difficult do you think it is for students like you and who are in a similar position to you to break that cycle and to get out of that sort of that financial and mental health cycle?
Well, I think, the difficulty is that, you know, with the diagnosis of depression and, you know, many other mental illnesses is the fact that you're actually in that zone, for want of a word, where it's very difficult to kind of, you know, discern between, you know, actually just accepting and understanding that the things aren't very good and then reaching out for the, you know, to the right people. And I think that's the biggest barrier is, you know, taking that step to actually reach out to, you know, university services that can help you, going to your GP or even simply just talking to friends or relatives.
And do you think universities need to perhaps be, one, more aware of the issues, but also make students aware that they're aware, if you know what I mean, and that help is available?
I think the thing is, the things are actually in place for students to go along and, you know, to get the help that they need. You know, I think it's the actual people that are involved within this are all very helpful, compassionate and, you know, understanding, but the problems are is the actual processes that are involved, which actually take the time, you know, you spend more time dealing with your recovery from the depression and then the financial ramifications, which then has an impact in the capacity to complete academic studies.